Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing
all right. You dismay. Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and Hannah Zimmern, the real Zimmern team. In at 16, 20, and 92.3. Standing in for Andrew McKay, who's out for, I guess, a Christmas break. So we're super excited to be here and talk about all kinds of things today and actually on Friday. So we are very excited to be doing that. And Hannah Zimmern, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Well, so far, everything seems to be working. But life is just really good. It is, you know, the real Zimmern team here on the radio. We could talk real estate. We could talk Mardi Gras. We probably could even talk some college football.
Maybe
Whoa. College football. Oh, boy.
Well, Hannah went to LSU, and of course, they're fired up about Lane Kiffin.
Oh, they should be for a couple of years, and then he'll decide to go to Alabama or something.
Well, I'm not sure this season's even over with. I heard a rumor that they were going to fire DeBoer and Lane would skip straight to Alabama. And never even coach a game in Baton Rouge, you know.
Well, hey, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I saw a big article about 11 new coaches coming on with him. So that's been the big talk of my entire social media feed.
Yeah, but then there's NIL and the teams that change and players that change. I know at Florida, DJ Lagway, I mean, you know,
Isn't he in the transfer portal?
He is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he completed a ton of passes this past year. It's just that most of them were to the other team.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, but he, you know, golly, it's kind of crazy on a whim almost. I mean, it's almost if there's any little personal whatever, they just leave the school, feels like, and for the money. And I can't imagine a college athlete getting that kind of money. I mean,
talk about changing the game. I mean, that's a huge change for everybody.
I think it changes
the whole dynamic.
I think it's a really interesting situation, and I don't see how it'll ever go back. I don't know how the NCAA is going to get their arms around it. But
you can't take it back.
You
can't just walk it back after everybody gets a taste of it.
No, that's exactly right. It's really hard to lower the speed limit somewhere,
right.
You know,
right.
When they're used to it for a long time. Well, Mardi Gras coming up, Hannah, and we've certainly been busy around the office working on Mardi Gras. Of course, Pensacola Mardi Gras Foundation Incorporated is the clearinghouse for all of Mardi Gras in Northwest Florida, and we put on several large events, and of course, the kickoff is Saturday, January the 3rd. So
coming right up.
It is.
Quickly.
It is, and we're going to have about 35 floats parked in the street. We'll bring them in about 5 o'clock. We'll start inside of Seville Quarter about 6:30 or so with a bunch of elected officials and chief of police and fire chief and, you know, some great – we'll have all sorts of both elected officials and leaders in our community as part of the royal processional, and we'll have – the Queen and Queen Priscus mm-hmm. from the Gadsby Girls, which we're excited.
First ever.
Yeah. Melissa and Truly.
You know, kickoff is one of my favorite events of the season because you get to go walk right up to the floats and you can actually see the details on them and the work that the crews have put in because they have put in the work on those floats. I mean, no doubt.
You think any crews are working on their floats at 5:15 a.m.?
I would not be surprised. I absolutely would not. I wouldn't be surprised if they have people working around the clock at this point with kickoff being so soon. They're getting those floats ready to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year, an exciting year. On the 3rd, of course, that'll be in downtown. And that's the last event on Palafox before a new Palafox emerges. And we're excited about that. We'll talk about those second lines, that sort of thing. And then every Tuesday during the Mardi Gras season in downtown, well, on Palafox Street. And then Of course, the parade weekend starts with this year. We've moved the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo at the Bay Center to Thursday of the big Mardi Gras weekend. That's Thursday, February the 12th. And the artists, I think a bunch of people are fired up.
Oh, man. This year we have our headliner is going to be Waka Flocka Flame with performances by the Ying Yang Twins and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
With Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was. And we've got the New Orleans Ramblers come in to do some second line processionals and live jazz. And, of course, the iconic Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters will be joining us again this year. And Mr. DJ Mr. Lau back as the house DJ, keeping us going all night long.
Oh, man. Mr. Cool is what we really ought to call him. All right, I think we have to do traffic on the fives.
Well, not till the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, because there's nobody. There's no traffic today.
I'm not even worried about it.
At 5:15, and it's Christmas Eve.
I know.
What's going to be under your tree? What are you hoping for tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
I just want some sleep.
Hey, you signed up for this.
I know I did.
I volunteered, you know. So it'll be fun. Okay, I'm Danny Zimmern. Hannah Zimmern's with us, and stand by. We will be right back.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Happy holidays.
Oh, I have Christmas
Happy
bumper
holidays.
Music. We may have to up that.
It's
something with a little more energy.
Well, okay.
I mean, there's no energy like Christmas.
That's true.
And I think I was riding around yesterday, a couple of showing some real estate, and man, there are cars out and traffic. People have gotten to be very last minute.
Oh, very.
And I think it's because this is just a hypothesis. By the way, I'm Danny Zimmern, and Hannah Zimmern's here with us. We're sitting in for Andrew today. We also have a great lineup of folks coming up for the next 5 hours? 4 hours. Next 4 hours. So we're excited about that. 5 hours sounds like how much sleep. Anyway, it was kind of interesting because I was thinking about it as I was sitting in traffic yesterday in the afternoon, that I think people wanted to buy online and didn't, and now they have to go get it. It's kind of a whole different dynamic than the world used to be.
At least they're festive while they're doing it, though. There's a lot of reindeer Rudolph cars out there with red noses.
I think there's probably anxiety.
Well, you're right about that. They certainly drive with anxiety.
What about gift cards? Are gift cards acceptable?
I feel like I'm hearing gift cards more and more. It's what people want. My 12-year-old cousin, it's all they wanted was a gift card. Couldn't find anything else to get them that they wanted.
And we gave them some.
Sure did.
But it's sort of an interesting, you know, young people, that's sort of one thing. But as adults, you know, I mean, it's kind of...
Well, you just can't beat cash, you know?
I want to... Well, or things
a gift
that
card, a Visa
real
gift card.
Gave a lot of thought to something somebody really wanted. But to me, it makes sense. Here's how much I was going to spend. Go get yourself something you like.
I don't know. Then you start to quantify it. How much do I like you?
Oh, boy. See? Well, this got deep quickly.
See? It'll change on you on a dime.
Wow.
It got deep quickly.
Think about.
I know.
That what, you know, what a, Hannah, so we have a big deal coming up in November.
Oh, my wedding?
Yes.
Indeed.
How about that?
We do. I'm getting married.
Isn't that something?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To the wonderful Woody Dobson.
Woody Dobson, the one and only.
With man with a bunch of last names.
He does.
So we have a lot of fun with Woody. He's a welcome member of our family.
He's fantastic.
Yep. So back to Mardi Gras. We have a few minutes before this next break. But so kickoff is Saturday, January the 3rd. We are doing a lot of really cool things for our crew royalty. The public may or may not know, but Pensacola's Mardi Gras crews are over 110 of them now, something like that. There's some sort of secret crews, I guess. And there's all sorts of different crews. That's K-R-E-W-E, crews. There are all sorts of different setups of those groups. They some just get together once a year to parade, frankly, and they call themselves a crew. But then there's full-fledged 501c3s and 4s and the corporations and, you know.
And they all vary in size and theme in all of those things. They all kind of have something in common with each other. That's how they get connected to each other.
Yeah, and they start their own crew generally that with people that have the same interests that mm-hmm. they do. And that's what really makes Mardi Gras great for so many people is that you can hang out with folks who have your same interest and all do it together under this umbrella of Mardi Gras, and it's quite an eclectic crowd. Our Pensacola Mardi Gras, I think, is a tad different than some of the Mardi Gras to the west of us because there's a lot of those crews, you have to be born into the crew. Practically, it's your grandfather was in it, and your father was in it, and your brother was in it, your older brother was in it, whatever.
A lot of time and money investment in that.
Very
as well.
Expensive, and it's an ID of that crew, and it's kind of a badge. It's like belonging to a country club or something that mm-hmm. you know, a club, and with your folks. And so, you know, in Pensacola, Mardi Gras, it's not quite that deep. In the spirit of these are people who do a ton in the community all year long and they hang out together and they like each other and they do a lot of fun things. Mardi Gras is the payoff.
And what's interesting about that is that they end up getting competitive about it. You know, who does the most good or who can show up the most or the loudest or whose costume and all those things. It's crazy that they will find new ways to get competitive, you know.
Well, it's fantastic, really. It's what does so good, you know, for our community and for a community to grow. It has to have a lot of things and, you know, the high quality of life and a lot of fun. And
by the way, Mr. Modest over here has been doing this for 25 years this year. Him and Amy Newman have been putting on the Mardi Gras parade and lining things up for 25 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Talk about the things you need. One of those things is consistent leadership.
Well, I tell you, the reason we started was because you were 3 years old and we could put you in the parade. You know, it was just the one thing we ever got out of that was our kids.
And I must say it worked out fantastic for me. I mean, I have to agree with that. It's great. And I just love it. And not to mention where it's gone over all of those years. You say you started it to put on a parade and now we bring in Flo Rida and Lil Jon and Waka Flocka Flame and the Ying Yang Twins and all of these things that we, you know, could have only ever dreamed of, it feels like.
Well, and all we do is adjust and live with it. Like this year, like this year, reimagining Palafox starts the day after the kickoff. So I guess we'll take a break to do.
Keep going. You're good.
Okay. See, you said the fives. I'm trainable.
Well, right? I know, but that starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay. See, I'm trainable.
I can tell. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's good.
So reimagine Palafox. So the kickoff is Saturday, January the 3rd of Mardi Gras. We line the floats up in a loop on Jefferson and Palafox streets between Garden and Main. And we do a second line processional with Father LaPointe and the Town Criers.
This year.
Yep. And, and then we bless each float. We call it the blessing of the fleet of floats. And it's kind of a parade in reverse where people walk by and the floats are standing still, but the crew members are kind of on the ground milling. They're not stuck on the float, so to speak, even though those floats have portalettes and beverages.
They're stocked.
Food,
they could stay on there if they wanted to.
Right. If there's a hurricane coming, find a Mardi Gras float.
Exactly. They're prepared. They're ready for you.
Generator, the whole bit. But then on Monday the 5th is when Palafox closes for a few months to reimagine it. And it's going to be great, great, more walkable, bigger sidewalks. It's going to be beautiful. New plants, planters, and even some safety measures thrown in there when concrete planters can stop runaway cars, you know.
Which I have to say is pretty cool for somebody that puts on a parade. It's an interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes it better and easier. And, you know, it's going to be great getting back to Palafox, you know, when we get through doing that. But every Tuesday during the season, we're going to do second lines. We have some sponsors, and then we've added crews to those second lines.
Can you tell the people a bit about a second line?
Well, we have Tim Jackson's band, the New Orleans Ramblers, mm-hmm. and they play music and bring umbrellas and handkerchiefs and have a bunch of fun walking and dancing at the same time. And generally, it's to honor something. And in this case, we're honoring Pensacola and honoring Palafox. And there's second line funeral processions, and there's second line wedding processions. Not that those are similar.
And it's something that we do at our big Mardi Gras events, but now we get to kind of expand that a little bit. We get to make it bigger, open it up to more, and bring more of that spirit downtown, too. It just adds to our season in general. I mean, it's great.
Well, we have a bunch of fantastic restaurants and places to get an adult beverage and dance, maybe, or
some shopping. I mean, everybody is so excited. I mean, have you been in the shops on Palafox lately? They've got huge Mardi Gras displays already. I mean, everybody's gearing up.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It keeps growing and growing. You mentioned 25 years. You know, last two or three years, we've had a grant from the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners to promote our Mardi Gras to the rest of the country. You got to start regionally, which we've been fairly successful with. And we last year accounted for about 11,000 hotel rooms.
Yep.
Nights.
Hotel nights.
Nights. Mm-hmm. And then, and 25 million in economic activity just on the weekend, that one weekend of Mardi Gras weekend. And we're going to measure this year, we're going to measure the whole season.
The whole season.
And so we're pretty excited about that and have a better handle on what the economic impact of Mardi Gras is to the whole community for the course of the year. So it starts on Saturday, January the 3rd, and it finishes on Fat Tuesday, February the 17th. And the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So that people could take their Valentine to the parade
on a temporary parade route.
Aww.
Valentine's Day, still downtown, not going very far, just over one block onto Jefferson, but most of the parade route stays substantially the same.
Well, and you know, everybody's welcome at Mardi Gras, and we know that that means that we have to always adjust to something.
That's right. But that's so what we do.
It is what Mardi Gras is all about. So, okay, is it time to do a break now?
You've got just about 30 more seconds.
I didn't hear any music.
Not yet. You'll hear it in about 10 seconds.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, Hannah Zimmern and Danny Zimmern, I'm Danny.
Hannah's here.
And we're hanging in for Andrew, who's out celebrating Christmas. We hope everybody stays tuned as we have some guests coming on, and we'll hear what people want under their tree.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Justice Department Tuesday released 30,000 more documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, including some that mentioned President Donald Trump.
Like this letter appearing at first glance to be from Epstein to convicted serial sexual abuser Larry Nassar, which references President Trump, but the FBI says it is fake, pointing out that it doesn't match Epstein's handwriting.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. It's Christmas Eve, and that Powerball ticket in your stocking could be worth at least $1.7 billion.
There's been no jackpot winner in the multi-state game since September 6th, when winning tickets in Texas and Missouri split a jackpot of $1.78 billion. If your Christmas miracle happens tonight, you could take home a lump sum payment slightly more than $781 million.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is 60 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We'll get our full forecast in just a few minutes from meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Well, last night, a drag queen Christmas went on at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, and that was despite the months of controversy leading up to it. Security was high at the event. Dozens of police officers were on hand. Officers were also monitoring a live camera system and had anti-vehicle barricades in place. There were some protests outside of the Sanger. Leading up to that controversial event, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer and several in the local faith community had demanded the city cancel the event, but the city council never took action, saying it could have opened the city up to the risk of a lawsuit. Overall, it appears the event went on with no further issues. The Escambia Sheriff's Foundation is getting national attention. Sheriff Chip Simmons and the foundation president Whitney Lucas have now apparently been invited to Washington, D.C. next month to talk about just how it became such a resounding success.
The sheriff and I will be venturing to Washington, D.C. at the end of January because they've invited us to come and talk about policing in this modern era. What do our engagement initiatives look like? How do you start a successful foundation?
And Lucas says their foundation runs entirely on volunteers. They have no paid staff at all. It funds programs like the Blazer Academy, which has won recognition both in the state of Florida and nationally. Lucas says the key is having the right leader to push everybody forward. If you want to support the foundation and their programs, such as the Blazer Academy, you can donate at escambiacsf.org. Well, downtown Pensacola businesses have about a week now to clear their outdoor furniture before the major construction starts there on Palafox.
That includes tables, chairs, movable planters, anything that we would consider within the outdoor seating arrangement. Those need to be removed right away by January 2nd.
And that is Adrian Walker, the City of Pensacola Strategic Project Officer, and certified letters are being sent out to all restaurant and retail shop owners with businesses along Palafox. The new Palafox project will close the street for roughly half a year. Mayor Reeves has previously called it a transformative project for downtown Pensacola. It'll involve a complete overhaul of the road with brick paver sidewalks and crosswalks, ADA improvements, stormwater upgrades. Now, that work is expected to start next month and then wrap up by summer. Well, flying during the holidays doesn't have to be a stressful thing. Bringing a little bit of patience helps.
Hey, it's not always winter storms or airline mishaps that disrupt holiday flights. Sometimes it's the passengers. With millions of Americans flying, there are three issues that tend to surface every Christmas and can quickly turn a routine flight into a stressful experience. Clogging up those overhead bins, being unprepared for winter weather delays, and behaving rudely toward the crew will get you in trouble. every time. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much for that report, Chris. It is 5:35 here at News Radio. 60 and cloudy right now. Let's get a look at our forecast with
Brooke Richardson. We are going to be looking at some fog through the morning. Dense fog advisory through 10 a.m. As you head into your afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight for your Christmas Eve forecast, temperatures dropping near 56 with the fog rolling back in. For your Christmas forecast tomorrow, we will have mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high near 70 degrees. Going to be dealing with the fog in the morning, but it should burn off quickly. We'll have some fog again as we go into your Christmas evening with temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 60 cloudy right now. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Waymo said in a blog post that it is implementing changes to its fleet of driverless cars for times when infrastructure fails. The Alphabet-owned company paused service on Saturday during blackouts in San Francisco. Waymo laid out three immediate steps that it's taking following the outage. The U.S. will increase tariffs on Chinese semiconductor imports in June of 2027 at a rate to be determined at least a month in advance. The U.S. found that China is engaging in unfair trade practices in the semiconductor industry. The notice is the next step in a process focusing on older chips that started during the Biden administration under Section 301 of the Trade Act. French drug maker Sanofi has entered into an agreement to acquire U.S. vaccines company Dynavax Technologies Corporation for around $2.2 billion. Sanofi expects to complete the acquisition in the first quarter of 2026 and said it will use available cash. The deal will not affect its 2025 financial outlook. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
And she stared at me through.
Happen, you know, from people.
Well, yeah, we're excited, definitely. And it's been a heavy lift. Like I said, bringing into today's world of software and technology, you know, it shifted. Heck, you know, just a year ago, we didn't even know what AI was in the world, and now everybody's using ChatGPT and the AI, and it's everywhere, you know, just within the last year. So that's how fast things develop. And, you know, it's hard to keep ahead of technology. If you do, you'll go broke. But yes, we have something that we're pretty proud of. Definitely. Well, and then, you know, we're getting that line formed up for sure.
Well, I can't wait to follow the journey. Now, Pat, I know you lived in Tampa and I know you're here at Pensacola. So what are you hoping is under your tree when you wake up tomorrow?
Oh, well, you know what, besides having one of the world's best friends in Danny Zimmern, you know, and Northwest Florida being, you know, a total huge family to me and embracing me, you know, I just hope under my trees, besides that and having that, is the veterans, that every veteran will never be homeless, you know, is a wish, and that every child God would put upon his mind and the hand of God, you know, so they don't want and they see hope. Is what I want.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
And, you know, I bet you a bunch of people I asked that question of later today don't have that kind of answer.
You know? No doubt.
You know, it'll be a new, new driver or a new putter or a new tennis racket or something. But anyway, Pat, we just love you having you here and you're better for, you make Northwest Florida better. You're a piece of it.
Thank you,
and
Pat.
So, you know, we appreciate you coming on and talking about that. And if anybody needs a public adjuster, tell them how to find you, Pat.
Yeah, you can go to GarrettClaimsGroup.com, to our website, and give us a call at, you know, 866-INS-LOSS, you know. So
nice.
Yeah, give us a call.
Garrett,
look us up. It's
Garrett
okay,
Claims Group. That's great.
Garrett All right, Pat. Claims Group. It just rings right along with the name. And I thank you, Hannah. Thank you, team, for everything.
Thank you,
Pat. Wonderful. And have a great Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Pat. Well, this is Danny Zimmern and Hannah Zimmern, and we're sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is probably in Alaska.
I was going to say Fiji.
Getting fanned by Alaskan
in
sweethearts.
His flip-flops.
In his
yeah.
flip-flops, right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite the vision, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who knows and loves Andrew, you'll appreciate that. Okay, so stand by. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about fishing after 6 o'clock.
We still got about a couple more minutes.
Oh, you want us to keep going?
Yeah.
We certainly can. I wouldn't have gotten
Pat
off.
We certainly can.
This was
certainly can.
This was our first hour, Hannah. How was your first hour?
First 45 minutes, not too bad, I must say.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's you never forget your first.
I knew that one was coming somewhere. I knew it. I was on the way here, and I felt that one coming. That one was brewing since he woke up, let me just tell you.
Of all the things I am, consistent is probably one of them. Some of them I'm consistently bad with.
28 years.
Yeah.
28 years.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, you've been thrown in the fire, and of course, that means Pensacola Mardi Gras that we do in our volunteer hour job, and it's a lot. It is really a lot.
That's my favorite. I always say that the moment you start having fun, you triple your work. That right there is Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Well, when you get paid nothing, it's hard to make up for that in volume.
But we have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Just add a zero
add
to
a
that
zero
pay.
To yeah. The, yeah, yeah. We started with nothing and still have most of it. So
we do. We do have a lot of fun, though. It's wonderful, and it all pays off that when you show up and see all the things come together and everybody having a good time, and it all works and flows and is safe and all those things. It's just it's the best payoff.
Well, and reimagine Palafox is going to close on January the 5th. The Mardi Gras kicks off on Saturday, January the 3rd. Then there's Sunday, and then Monday the 5th, reimagined. And we've seen Palafox continue to grow and continue to transform, and it's going to be one more. We can't wait to talk with Mayor Reeves a little bit before 8 o'clock. So I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we're standing in at 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com.